Yeah, it almost isn't fair when she's asleep, but what the hell? Gooch! Hey, wakey, wakey, weird and flaky. Yeah, come on, back in the saddle again. Time to do a show.
Evil Susie, I don't know if I can lay another fool's golden egg.
Yeah, gee, your cloaca looks like caca.
This is April, right?
According to some.
And on April 25th, this girl celebrates the feast day of Robigus, the ancient Roman god of mildew.
Yeah, right, the next big thing.
I think it's really going to catch on, yeah.
Hey, well, that's one train you haven't been able to pull.
What?
Making Robigus Day a popular drinking holiday is one thing you haven't done. Hey, you were beating that tired drum when you were first out of the gate, remember?
What?
Bob slacked on Funhouse number 17 in April of 1994, 20 years ago, on this very night!
Look, we got a collision of opportunity here, Flues. I mean, didn't some misguided masochist want to hear your old stuff?
I don't know about playing that one. I had no idea what I was doing back then.
I'll say.
What?
You thought that the microphone had to be touching your uvula.
Hey, I kept my pants on. No, you didn't.
Oh, right.
Play show number 17 again, and it's like killing two turds with one stoner.
Yeah,
he gets hurt, you get hurt,
and
I get to relive the tasty pleasure of Richard Nixon dying. Hey, what's not to like?
Huh?
Just roll it, lust bucket.
Hour of Slack and Bob Slack Time Funhouse may
contain material that is offensive to some listeners. Any reference to religion, Bob, or the Church of the Subgenius is intended only as parody, satire, and entertainment. Listeners are advised that these programs do not reflect the views of this radio station, WREK Atlanta, its employees, or that of Georgia Tech.
Going here. I'm your Uber dominatrix, Susie, and I'll be your personal fitness trainer here tonight. We're just going to do a little light sub-gen aerobics workout here, just a little something to get that slack gland pumping and get us all ready for the show tonight.
A lot of women stay away from push-ups, but this really is the most effective exercise for the pectoralis major. I don't care if you can only do one to begin with. That's excellent. Learn to do these. Refer to your book, but look at positioning. Watch your abdomen. Don't hurt your back. These are going to be the exercises that are going to make the big difference. Are you ready for this challenge? Are you tired of those guys not looking like you want them to? Well, I am too. So let's start right off right now by standing up with our legs bent.
Okay.
Push out in the front.
That's here we go.
We're going to push out with our
okay.
Palms.
Put your feet behind your ears.
Two,
okay.
And we're now pulling in.
Now switch your arms right to left, left to right.
Now press it out.
Okay.
Two, come on, three. I see them going up. Press it.
Now let your features crawl around your face.
Double time. Press.
Eyes and mouth, Alaman left. Nostrils do the do-si-do.
Keep going.
Ears. Ears do Virginia reels across your face, down your chest. Okay. Features
in.
Back. One, two, three.
Again, we're on the push down in front.
Okay, I think we're warmed up enough.
In.
Now,
keep going.
Brain hemisphere switch.
Now double time. One.
One, two. One, two. Ow!
Press it out and pull it.
Cerebellum toss.
And press it
one,
down.
Two. One,
you got
two.
It. And
press it down. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Pull it in now. Here we go.
Oh, now we're going to do my favorite one here. Get ready.
You lower your torso down. Keep the back straight.
Spinal cord whip.
In the middle.
Now pull and flick. Ow!
Now you're pushing, do what you can. Main thing
grab that
is that you don't want to sag in the middle. I mean, we don't need any.
Grab that slack now.
Do what you can. Cut the movement short.
Give it up.
Two. Here we go. Bring it down.
Stretch it. Stretch
out.
It out.
Four.
Three,
come on.
Work that slack.
You got it.
Feel and that one. Slack. In and out and up and down and through and through and inundate you. Feel that slack. Woo! Woo! Feel it. Oh, like hot taffy. Oozing so.
Then make it gorgeous. Keep going. The arms come in and out. Really press. You have like little Bambi fingers. Last four is coming up.
Bambi fingers. Yeah, go for it, Joni.
Oh, you're going to love this thing coming up now. Last one, now double time it.
Slack like ectoplasm gushing, glowing, coating you like Teflon, like Silverstone. Protecting, soothing.
In, out.
Ow! Feel the burn! Take that slack. Suck it in.
In, out. Come on.
Hold.
Oh, we feel this.
Hold it. Yes. 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 Oh, let it out through your pores.
Keep them hot. Clasp those hands. Clasp the palms together. Stomach is in here. Back is straight. Come on. Rome wasn't built in a day. Neither were these guys.
Oh, yeah, Connie was built in a day, but, oh, it takes so much work here. Just trying to keep your slack in shape.
Huh.
Well, gee, I think I've had about enough.
Oh,
let's get some nice ambiance going. Oh. Thank you, Joni. Oh. Oh, was it good for you? Oh, thank you, Joni Greggings, for her beautiful bus tape. That message of divine perspiration. Oh, welcome to Start the Insanity. Ha ha! I'm the irreverent Reverend Susie the Floozy, the Church of the Subgenius. And you're tapped into WREK Atlanta and Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. Oh, yeah, this is much more relaxing ambiance here. Nice and soothing. As I was saying, I'm the Reverend Susie the Floozy, and you're listening to the local Atlanta Subgenius Church of the Airwaves. Welcome to Church, Seekers of Slack. This is episode number 17 of my continuing mission to get you back the slack they stole away. And when you get that slack, I'll be here to get it in shape for you. And believe me now or kill me, you'll be thrilled with your new slackful physique. And just look at that clotted coat of exudative slack. Whew. All of us here in the station are just squishy with slack. Looking like something out of Meet the Feebles after that workout. Whew! So let's just sit back and get that slack all over the upholstery. It's fine. You know that when I was a budding young subgenius, I thought this was just another bodily fluid. After a good workout, I'd actually grab a wet nap and slog up this gelatinous glop and then throw it out. I would waste the best part of it. Did you know that slack you're smearing into the seat covers right now will seep back into your system when you later pass out on that couch? Oh, yeah, it can soak back into you through your skin or sometimes through somebody else's skin. Yes, others can get off on your slack. Make friends with your slack, and if you do it right, slack will actually start seeking you out like a favorite host body. You can magnetize yourself and attract slack like iron filings to magnetic north. Yeah, play your cards right.
Your sub-genius church membership cards, that is. And Slack will actually crave you so intensely that it will physically, viscerally jones for you. Dame Slack will actually paw you like a deranged nymphomaniac pleading, "Oh, just one more, honey. Oh, I'll be good to you. I'll be real good." You know, you can develop that Slack muscle. It can be your friend. If you flex it enough, it gets more and more powerful. You can feel ripples of Slack coruscating through you. You can perform great feats of Slack in action. You can flaunt your Slack, and it's a beautiful thing. You can even intimidate drunks in bars with the sheer size of that bulge in your clothing that says to them, "Stare down the barrel of my Slack, you pathetic, crawling, boot-licking, pink boy morons." Oh, yeah, they won't be kicking sand in your face at the beach anymore. Not that they'll be able to when they're burning come next day, but that's beside the point. Right now, you are Slack and ready to party because it's time to celebrate my favorite historical holiday, the feast day of Robigus, Roman god of mildew. And you were wondering why the city's been packed this weekend.
Hello, this is Devo. We would like to say things go both ways. New ideas, stupid moves, nightmares or dreams come true. Mucho work, minus play. Tension mounts in a twisted face. Dark clouds in the crystal ball. Tension mounts in a foreign place. The screw turns, someone calls.
Time out for fun. Time out for fun. Under the gun, circumstances have you on the run. A doctor frowns, you feel bad. Take this, you've just been had. Don't you lose it, now listen to us. Everything's gonna be alright. Take a break, take some time. Everything's gonna be alright. Don't you lose it, remember to take time out for fun. Don't you lose it, now listen to us. Everything's gonna be alright. Take a break, take some time. Everything's gonna be alright. Don't you lose it, remember to take time out for fun. Time out for fun. Just begun. Somebody else is saying that it's done. Nurses whisper, others grin. Something's funny at your expense again. Don't you lose it, now listen to us. Everything's gonna be alright. Take a break, take some time. Everything's gonna be alright. Don't you lose it, remember to take time out for fun. Time out for fun.
One of the few events I look forward to every year, April 25th, the feast day of Robigus, the Roman god of mildew. Every spring, the Romans anticipated this annual blowout. A red puppy was sacrificed in the hopes that Robigus would not covet the stored grain and overcoat it with his stinky spunk. What an entry-level god position that one was. Oh, I'd hope to do a whole Robigus tribute show, but you would not believe the absolute dearth of mildew-related musical culture I found.
Open the door, you'll find the secret. To find the answer is to keep it.
you'll believe it when you find something screaming across your mind. Freeze time. What can it be? What is the reason? Is this the end to all the reason? Is it something in your head? Will you believe it when you're dead? For thousands of years, sometimes thinking that life could be somewhere, and now it's here. Into all that we've done. Is it just something in your head? Will you believe it when you're dead? Green slime, green slime, green slime, oh, green slime.
So hot. Close here at the station tonight. Oh, I feel a touch of the vapors here. I know you've probably been as busy as I have, dear friends, getting ready for the upcoming festivities. Robicus Day is almost upon us, merely hours away. April 25th is on a Sunday this year, which makes me wonder why the copper bosses of the slackless corpora hives didn't just give everyone the whole damn week off. Because appeasing the god of mildew isn't just something you can call in. Believe me, I know what mildew can do. Ask anybody whose weakness is going through the record album boxes at outdoor flea markets. Oh, Robicus, mighty Roman god of mildew, you have broken my heart so many times. Oh, how many times have I found some treasure that's absolutely unplayable, coated with a lichenous growth of fungoid spores so far evolved they're setting up city-states and domesticating millipedes and tesseracting off-planet. Oh, Robicus. Well, get out there in the streets with everyone. It's a wild Saturnalia of hellish proportions, and all bets are off. Somebody said they're calling it Freaknik, but according to my calendar, it's the beginning of the Robicus Festival. So sacrifice a red puppy in the name of Robicus, the one and only god of mildew, and grab a beer and mingle. Meanwhile, I'll see if Robicus has overlooked this next album. I'm usually impervious to any nostalgia which occurred within my lifespan, but tonight is kind of a special circumstance for me. I'm feeling kind of Nixon era, the golden age of in-your-face weirdness, when in-your-face weirdness still had shock value. Oh, here's a perfect record of exactly when the subgenius effect took hold during that turbulent era. An obscure 60s recording called Loose Lips Sink Ship by the Hogs. And listen, you can actually hear the cultural KT layer in this stratum when the Yeti element hit the 60s band.
I loved you. Please come back to me. I miss you. You're the best. Baby, without you by my side, my whole complexion is a mess.
Freaks are for kids, not for silly rabbits.
Right now, I think I want to hear from one of my favorite mildewed rotting corpses.
From the terminal of life near the gate of death, where along with many others, we will shortly be boarding the Interworld Airlines flight FINAL for the New Jerusalem. This is the very first time that anyone in broadcasting has been given the authority to actually witness and describe the flight of a departed soul so that you can hear, experience, and prepare yourself for this heavenly journey.
Everybody's coming, leave your body at the door. Leave your body and soul. man's party. Who could ask for more? Everybody's coming, leave your body at the door. Leave your body and soul at the door.
Abandon all hope, you who enter here.
Oh, Mother!
The terminal is very crowded today, and we are told that this is not at all unusual, for eventually all people of all nations will pass through this point of separation.
Your attention, please.
Let's listen to the dispatcher.
Interworld Airlines flight FINAL non-stop supersonic service to the New Jerusalem is now ready for boarding at the gate of death. Passengers holding confirmed reservations for this flight may proceed immediately to this gate through the blood-sprinkled concourse. Because the exact time of departure is uncertain, you are urged to remain ready at any moment. Thank you.
The crowd seems to be milling about, most everyone talking, some praying, some laughing, with only a few people acting as if they were paying any attention to the announcement. They are making ready to leave on this flight. Who are these that were listening to the dispatcher and responding? Well, with close observation, we notice that each one of them has a ticket in his hand. Sir, could I see your ticket for just a moment so that I can tell our audience about it? Thank you. It says, issued from Mount Calvary by the chief agent, the Holy Spirit, and it has been officially stamped with the blood of Jesus Christ. Here you are, sir. Thanks again. God bless you. I notice, too, that each of the ticket holders is carrying his own baggage. I'm told each one is furnished with the baggage of grace and godliness. No sad faces seem to be here to enter the gate of death. Everybody is beaming. One of the passengers seems to be singing. Let's walk along with the portable microphone and see if we can pick up just a little of his song of praise.
Genesis McClue, he was 12 years old. Fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug. 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. He lived at 55 when he died. He was a friend of mine. People died, let the gimmicks go rotten. So they died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Sly in Vietnam, bullet in the head. Bobby OD on Drano on the night that he was wed. There were two more friends of mine. Two more friends that died. From a hotel room, Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tombs. Judy jumped in front of a subway train. Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others, and I salute you, brother. Thought that his rage was just some goof, but Herbie sure gave Tony some vicious proof. And Herbie said, Tony, can you fly? But Tony couldn't fly. Tony died. Busted on a narco rap. He beat the rap by ratting on some bikers. He said, hey, I know it's dangerous, but it sure beats Rikers. But the next day, he got offed by the very same biker. He was 12 years old, fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug on 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old, looked like 65 when he died. Georgie let the gimmicks go rotten. They died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Sly in Vietnam took a bullet in the head. Bobby OD'd on Drano on the night that he was wet. They were two more friends of mine. I miss them. They died. From a hotel room, Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tomb. Judy turned in front of a subway train, and Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. This song is for you, my brother.
All the people who died, died. All the people who died, died. President Nixon.
An abomination.
Man.
Bastard. You bastard.
You bastard.
No way.
I spent my day off well. I had a fresh tape in the VCR and the remote in my Connie's of Hollywood bra holster, and I was savoring a moment as I waited for Richard Milhouse Nixon to die. Yeah, they're dancing in the streets tonight here in Atlanta because Richard Nixon is dead. Somebody told me it was Freak Nick, but I think it's really Dick Nick. Anyhow, it's a party! Oh, and I meant officially die, that is. He really died after his resignation in 74, but for 20 years he's hung around like a ghostly memory of a goat track stain in the shorts of the American subconscious, surfacing now and then on some foreign jaunt or speaking at the opening of some building or other, doddering a bit more obviously by a few degrees on each successive film clip, looking grayer and somehow more transparent every time. And sometimes some favor-currying toady would show proof of political amnesia by patting old Dick on the back. And sometimes I was surprised when their hands just didn't pass right through him. But time has softened the impact of Richard Nixon, taking it down a few pain notches. Somewhere from Joseph Stalin to witchy poo on H.R. Puff and stuff. From the Antichrist to just some broken-down old putz with a bad ticker. Often a good comeuppance is usually found out about in the past tense, when it's like a great punchline without a setup. But we were all in on the death watch, like it was the moon landing. We had the privilege of waiting for this particular putz to die, like waiting for the last big touchdown of the game as the clock ticks, but with a definite payoff. The suspense was exquisite to savor, although what sense of vengeance there was shallow. It was kind of tasty vengeance nonetheless. Was it coincidence or conspiracy that Nixon was in the same Cedars of Satan hospital that Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis was in? A chance conjunction, perhaps? Like the, talked about broom closet tryst of theirs in Dallas, Texas some 30 years ago. Oh, it looks like Cthulhu was calling in a couple of old debts at the same time, for accounts way past due, but Jackie apparently has slipped the noose for now. Yeah, death gave Jackie a break, but I don't think he gave Dick an extension.
And Vicky Nixon, he gonna give him to you free! That's right, free, free, free! Because that way, he gets another $500,000 tax deduction.
But if you feel you need more information, write to me, and I'll give it to you for $300,000.
Just send your checks, or your money orders, or your sister, your finger, your dirty shorts, anything you got. The Vasco Enterprises, Nicaragua, listen, Honduras, anywhere, we're gonna find you. You find us.
Good evening. Now that most of the major witnesses in the Watergate phase of the Senate committee hearings on campaign practices have been heard, the time has come for me to speak out about the charges made for the American people. I shall not attempt to deal tonight with the facts. My effort throughout has been to hide the facts. On May 22nd, before the major witnesses had testified, I issued a detailed statement addressing the charges that had been made against the president. My statement has been contradicted by every witness in a position to know the facts. And I state tonight, I had prior knowledge of the Watergate break-in. I took part in subsequent cover-up activities. I engaged in illegal campaign tactics. On September 12th, at a meeting that I held with the cabinet, the senior White House staff, and a number of legislative leaders, Attorney General Kleindienst reported on the investigation. He told us it had been the most extensive cover-up since the assassination of President Kennedy. I relied on the best law enforcement agencies in the country to cover up the truth. I believed they had done so, just as they believed they had done so. Turning now to the basic issues which have been raised by Watergate, I stand for excessive partisanship, for enemy lists, for efforts to use the great institutions of government for partisan political purposes. the institutions of government must be used against the people. Those who insisted on the old restraints must be punished, brutally suppressed, shouted down, or even physically assaulted. If there are laws we disagree with, let us work to change them. But let us not obey them until they are changed. Many have urged that in order to help prove the truth of what I have said, I should turn over to the special prosecutor and the Senate committee recordings of conversation that I held in my office or on my telephone. However, the tapes implicate the president personally in the illegal activities that took place. If I were to make public these tapes, no one would want to speak to me. Thank you, and good evening.
Ah, yes, Richard Milhouse Nixon. Oh, I'd like to thank you for being such a swell guy to hate.
It's a monster! Kill it! Kill it!
Oh, yeah, Nixon. Oh, you know what he had going for him. Above all, he was the last president we've had that was really worth hating. A nervous, sweaty-lipped former commie chaser with a short fuse and his very own war and the power to get people killed or worse. Oh, we've had some crappy presidents since then, but none of them approach as sheer Captain Queeg, shifty-eyed, 5 o'clock shadow, psychopathic malevolence of Nixon. Ford and Carter, ha! They were Saturday Night Live routines. Oh, and Reagan. Reagan was a paternalistic, senile old yo-yo, but the worst he could do was yank our welfare. Bush was a venal Teflon weasel, but in cold, Ivy League business-like sort of way. And Desert Storm doesn't count as a war anyway. It was a miniseries. Oh, yeah, compared to the rest, Tricky Dick was a king. It was as bad as the underground comics say it was, kids. He was crazy. He was psychotic. This guy was a friggin' lunatic, and worse yet, most of the country was in denial about it. Oh, it was a good thing that I was young enough to just be becoming aware. Because if I had more of an idea of what was going on then, I would have been beside myself with ulcerous, bile-spitting, soul-consuming hatred for this man. But as it was, I yet had the subgenius-like ability of a child to buffer out a lot of life's unpleasantness. So let's let bygones be bygones as we bring out another chair here for rigor mortis to set in as I announce, Richard Nixon, come on down! You're our short-duration personal scapegoat for the show tonight.
Cover your hearts!
Come on down, Dick. Come on, yeah, come on. Yeah, put the box over here, boys. Yeah, let's see what Dick has to say here. It looks like the box is starting to open. Oh, hi, Dick. Well, you're looking mighty good, considering.
The Georgia Tech team was never uninteresting. It was never dull. And I can say that the people of Georgia are never dull, given this reception we've had today.
I remember this time, Denbury meant just that. Underneath the cold, dark ground, things they put. Oh, their bones, they make their bodies walk. Them bones, them bones. If they can only talk.
Is it dead?
lost his wits.
Wits? No. No, not the wits. Tricky Dick. A Tricky Dick is dead. Ding dong, cause Tricky Dick is dead. He's gone where the goblins go. Below, 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 yo-ho. Oh, they're dancing in the streets here in Atlanta. Oh, it's so, so festive. Ah, yeah, what a heritage he left.
It's been a hard day's night, and I'm running like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the thing that you do, it'll make me feel all right. No, I work all day to get your money to buy you things, and it's worth it just to hear you say, you're gonna give me everything. So why you have to come home? Cause when I get you alone, I'll be okay. And I'm home. Everything seems to be right. And I'm home. Feeling you holding me tight.
Why you? It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. Sleeping like a dog. But when I get home to you, I find the thing that you do
listening to you, Mrs. Miller. Oh, one final inflammatory note before I leave here tonight. I spoke with the Reverend Ivan Stang yesterday and was shocked to find out that KNON in Dallas, which has been the voice of the church for lo these many years, was bought out by a cartel of corporate pink boys who, just this past week, gave everyone at the station the axe. Their reason for cutting the hours slack from the schedule? Get this. They said it did not serve the needs of low and low middle income people. Hey, what the hell else are subgeniuses? I sure don't know many rich subgeniuses out of the multitudes I've met over the years. And the ones with money, well, hey, it never lasts them long enough to pull them into a higher tax bracket. Anyhow, the last KNON Hour of Slack was broadcast last Sunday in Dallas, and we'll be reaching the airwaves here at WREK in Atlanta in about 3 weeks or so. Stang didn't know it was the final official KNON show, and after playing one of my many recent job rants, he wrapped it up with a Ramones song in which they sang thanks to all the fans. Later, the irony struck him. But rest assured, friends, dear, dear friends, this is not the end of Reverend Ivan Stang, nor is it the end of the Church of the Subgenius. And you're real Bob damn wrong if you think it's the end of the Hour of Slack. Oh, no, it may not be broadcast over the radio waves in Dallas. Oh, but it's not going to die. The Dallas block might have to pick up the show on their fillings. The faithful Subgenii among us can do that, you know. that the Reverend Ivan Stang will not be silenced. He's going underground with a show, deep within the recesses of the radiation-drenched bunkers 1,000 feet below Subgenius Central. Oh, a lone wolf baying slack in the stark, crisp, icy moonlight of 100 midnights, knocking over the garbage cans of the conspiracy right on their front lawns while they twist in their sleep. Oh, and rest assured, dear friends, that that sacred P.O. box is still open. Oh, yeah. There's still going to be the hour of slack. It's just going to be in a slightly altered format. But, oh, they can try to run us to ground. But no, they can't silence us. If you want to find out more about Bob and the Church of the Subgenius, send a stamped, self-addressed envelope to... Are you with me? Bob. That's B-O-B. With quotation marks if you want to get sticky about it. P.O. Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. Or... at subgenius.com. Oh, yeah. And therefore, let all subgenii brace ourselves for the struggle ahead. Revere what freedoms we have here and fight to keep them from being taken away. This show is already getting to be a somewhat onerous task to me, but this recent development with KNON in Dallas has strengthened my resolve and reaffirmed my ministry to you, dear, dear subgenius friends. So let us thank Bob that we have a voice here in the slack-forsaken hell pit. Let us thank WREK Atlanta for having higher brain function, and once again and always and above all, let there be slack.
Whoa, there it is.
Oh, and so there you have it. April 23rd, 1994, and Bob's Slack Time Funhouse number 17.
Yeah, I had to be back when dinosaurs ruled the earth for you to get a show.
Oh, back when I was still fresh and perky.
Sounds like a new brand of douche.
Oh man, that was so early. I didn't even have you around back then.
I'm surprised you made it.
I remember the shows were only like 45 minutes long.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was afraid that was too much time for me to be able to fill every week. And you still have absolutely no idea how truly full of it you are now.
Oh, thank you for acknowledging that, evil Susie.
Yeah. Yeah, so because of the shortfall, I had to throw in a little bit of padding to flesh it out.
Ah, bless you, Bob, for the filler.
I know we had a little Oingo Boingo in there.
Oh, yeah, they're always good.
Oh, yeah. Dead Man's Party and Dead or Alive. And we were also watching Scotty die with a real subgenius band, the Dead Milkmen.
Oh, yeah? How so?
Yeah, my brother toured with them in the mid-90s, and they actually had a copy of the Book of the Subgenius that they took along with them on tour, so I know they're solid boys.
Hey, how could they be anything but regular with such great excrementation material?
Yeah, I guess you got a point.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jim Carroll Band also helped out a little bit with people who died. Mrs. Miller helped buy us some time, too. Oh, yeah. And it just isn't Easter until some well-meaning duke gets nailed to a stick.
The way it ought to be done.
So I threw in a few cuts from that grisly Christian death album, Flight F-I-N-A-L.
Boy, they sure do love them some holiday time necro porn, don't they?
Oh, and then at the beginning we had Loose Lip Sync Ship by the Hogs. And that green slime song, That was actually the theme to that cheesy science fiction movie with the same name.
Oh yeah, I forget that.
And we even had a little untribute to Richard Nixon.
Yeah, him.
And I got to blurb my favorite holiday, April 25th, Robicus Day. The feast day of the ancient Roman god of mildew.
Yeah, flog that dead horse flues.
Huh?
Hey, you want me to buy into it?
Yeah, I sure did.
Okay, well then I know exactly which red puppy bitch I'm going to be throwing in the fire.
Oh, damn, I shouldn't have touched up my root.
Yeah. Oh, and we started it all out with a little Devo.
Oh, and you can't go wrong with Devo.
Oh, man, what a trip down memory lane that show was.
Oh, I can't believe how lame and flat you were.
Hey, I was totally ignorant then. I'm like only 98% ignorant now. Yeah.
Baby steps.
Yeah, big ones.
Still, you did have a certain joie de beaver.
Hey, what happened to that?
You want to know what happened, Evil Susie? Do you really want to know what
not
happened?
Really, but I have a feeling I'm going to hear it all anyway.
I'll tell you what happened. 20 damn years. Oh, 20 damn God. Years here in the radio trenches slugging away.
Wow. 20 long years.
Oh, God, I'm so old.
Bah, hell, Flues, you ain't all that much of a broken down old mattress back.
Oh, Evil Susie, you don't have to blow smoke up my ass.
Oh, really? I know, maybe it's something in the air. Something in these pills I've been taking.
Uh-oh.
But for some stupid, left-field, totally delusional reason, you're looking pretty good tonight, baby. Come here.
Yeah.
What? This,
yeah.
This is weird.
Come on.
Let me
Don't
go.
Don't fight it, Flues. It's bigger touch. Than both of us.
Happy estrus, baby. Good night, you horn dogs.
Yes! And then she shut the f***ing door!